Call for Action presents Of Consuming Interest, a public service show that discusses scams, deceptive offers, and other consumer concerns. Here's the director of WUSA 9 Call for Action and your host, Shirley Rooker.
Are seniors using new technology such as the internet? Well, many are, but there's still a part of the population who haven't embraced the digital age, particularly using social media. And as we age, that number that have embraced the internet seem to be dropping off. So we're going to talk about a project today, which is produced by an interesting team, a mother and daughter team. My guests are Brenda Rusnak. She is the producer of Cyber Seniors, which is a documentary film, and Saffron Cassidy, who is the director of the film. So we're going to discuss this. Now, I'd like to first off, I think this is a wonderful thing because I gather, Saffron, that this was kind of your inspiration from your younger sisters.
Yeah, correct. When my two younger sisters were in high school, they started going into a local retirement residence and teaching some of the seniors there how to use the internet. And these were people who had never used the internet before, and they immediately caught on to it and really enjoyed it for the fact that they were able to connect with family that they didn't get to see that often. And I went in and did a bit of filming as a filmmaker and just thought this would be such a great topic for a documentary. It's a really important subject, and it's a story with a lot of heart. And, you know, opportunity for some very funny moments as well.
Okay, so you did the film. Now, that can't be the end of the story.
No. Well, we've been traveling with the film for the past year. And what we found in most of the communities that we go to, there's a real need for programs like this. So every time we screen the film, you know, we have senior citizens asking, I want to get into lessons like this. Where do I go? So we've been putting a lot of effort into trying to, you know, find programs for people and really bridge that kind of divide.
So you're using the film as a stepping off point to expand. And the film itself is called Cyber Seniors?
Yes.
And where can people see it? Do you have it online?
Well, we right now it's available to institutions, the educational version of it. We've got a number of screenings that are still taking place throughout the United States. All of them are listed online. We've got a lot of organizations that are still reaching out to us and funding and supporting screenings in their community. So the type of organizations that are screening the film are senior centers, schools, retirement homes, and it will be available for home use in the new year, so DVD and digital platforms.
Awesome. Now, Brenda, I would assume because you're the mother of these three girls that had something to do with your getting into it. Have you done film production before?
No. In fact, I had a career in healthcare. And in 2009, I sold my healthcare company and thought I was going to retire at age 50. And Saffron presented me with this opportunity one day and said, I want to make a documentary film. Will you help me? And we can do it together. And I didn't hesitate for a second. I mean, as a mom, I think there's no greater reward than getting to actually work with your adult children. So it's been an incredibly fun project. And I think that, the girls are often asked, you know, what's it like working with your mother? And of course, they all answered correctly. It's marvelous.
We don't know what they're saying off camera.
Exactly.
But are the other two girls still involved in doing this?
They are. They're both in university. So one's at NYU and one's in at Ryerson University in Toronto. But they are involved in the campaign portion. So they've done a lot of speaking engagements. They're doing leadership conferences. And so they're really, really enjoying that aspect of it as well. So they're more involved in the campaign side as opposed to the film side.
Okay, so let's talk about the film itself. Tell me, Saffron, when you started out, you were observing your younger sisters. How did you get beyond that? Did you follow them around with a camera, and how did they feel about that?
Yeah, when they first started the program, they asked me if I would come and help film some of the sessions because they wanted to create promotional material for the program to kind of show at their school and get other kids interested. And when I started filming those lessons, I thought this would be a great idea for a documentary. So we went into two retirement residences in Toronto, and we kind of brought these teenagers in to teach lessons, and we followed the lessons as they took place. So a lot of the seniors, like I said before, had never used a computer before, didn't even know how to use a mouse. So we followed them over a 10-month period as they went from knowing nothing to becoming regular internet users.
Well, it's interesting. I think the older people are not using it. Anyone over 75, I think the usage rate really drops off. So it seems to me like in a senior community, a senior citizen center, you're probably going to reach the older population. And you know what? I think getting over hurdles is nothing more than being exposed and having someone help you.
Yeah, definitely. We found a lot of the seniors that we were working with, the average age in our film was about 90 years old. So these are people that were out of the workforce when computers really became mainstream. So, you know, they just never really got the opportunity to be introduced to it. And then once you get, you know, to that age and you haven't used a computer yet, it is scary. Where do you begin? So having, you know, a teenager who these kids grew up using the internet come into these places and kind of share their experience and be able to help these people patiently, you know, go through these steps to learn this new skill.
Now, Brenda, as a producer of the film, what was your role in all of this besides being herding these kids around?
Well, that was a huge, I mean, I'm a parent, okay? So I have older parents, and I've got children as well. And so for me, I was, again, you know, I had 40 senior citizens that I was responsible for arranging lessons for, and about 30 teenagers, if you can imagine, trying to schedule and keep them, you know, keep the appointments on time. So in a typical day, I would be on the phone with both sides trying to coordinate these things. So it was a lot of work just making sure that the teenagers showed up on time, you know, reminding the seniors when their lessons were. And so that was my role during the filming process of it.
And of course, you were doing a one-on-one. You weren't putting people in a classroom. You had kids monitoring an individual, each kid and monitoring someone. Mentoring someone.
That's right. Yeah. So we had to be, you know, we had to be respectful of the home. We were in there and they graciously opened the doors to let us film. And it's not easy to gain access, you know, to film in a public place like that. So we also had to be very, very careful about, you know, sending kids into apartments on their own. So we always paired them up. And, you know, it was one thing if the whole film crew was there, but these lessons were going on and not every single one of them was being filmed. So, you know, there was some training that was involved with the students. And what was kind of interesting for me to observe is even though we trained them in what to make sure that they were, speaking slowly and adjusting the computer.
Not using tech talk.
It was a huge learning curve
for
them.
They had to learn to speak English.
Exactly, exactly.
Let's just take a brief pause here to let our listeners know they're tuned in to Of Consuming Interest. I'm Shirley Rooker, and we're talking about a new documentary called Cyber Seniors. And my guests are Brenda Rusnak, who is the producer, and Saffron Cassaday, who is the director of this film. Now, they just happen to be Brenda's the mother, and Saffron is the daughter. And they also had two other siblings who were involved in the project. And so what you all are doing right now, you've been touring the country, showing this film, hopefully getting some good positive media for it. But tell me, let's go back and talk about the people that you were working with. What are some of the success stories? What do people say to you when they suddenly get online and realize how marvelous and yet how easy it can be?
Yeah, a lot of the senior population that we were working with, a lot of them were kind of socially isolated. They weren't moving around as much as they used to. A lot of them had family members that lived, you know, in different countries, halfway across the world. So for them, being able to get on Skype and see, you know, a grandchild or a great-grandchild for the first time face-to-face was really magical for them.
I can imagine. And emails as well. I remember the first time I got an email from a friend of mine who was in halfway around the world. And, you know, I was practically jumping up and down. This was so exciting. Here she is talking to me. It's almost like she's next door. Mm-hmm. But she was half a world away. So I can imagine how exciting it would be for someone who's experiencing this for the first time, especially with someone who's overseas. And did you find that you were getting grandparents who were communicating with grandchildren who were in the military, for example, which I think would be wonderful knowing that your grandson or your granddaughter is safe?
We're Canadian, actually. Unfortunately, no, we did not see that specific story taking place, but that would have been fascinating.
It would be very interesting to see. But that's something that can always be an outgrowth of the project. So you really were focusing on a Canadian population, which doesn't matter. I mean, seniors are seniors, and they have many the same same lifestyle and so on. So, Brenda, what was the first thing as a producer of this film? This means that you've got to get backing, right?
Yep.
Money, many money. So how did you go about this? And who did you find in terms of corporations that were really responsive?
Well, when we actually filmed it, it was self-financed. So we went out and found some friends and some people that believed in the project, and they invested in it. But since it's been produced, once we screened it, we realized that there was a lot of interest amongst corporations and organizations that share the same interest. And you know, there's a real move right now to address the digital divide. And of course, with a digital divide, seniors are the target of that. I mean, so many of them are being left behind. Mm-hmm. So we've been really, really fortunate in finding supporters that have been supporting the screenings. Organizations like Mentor Up, the AARP Foundation's Mentor Up, which share the same goal as us, and that is that young people have knowledge that older people need. And so what a wonderful way to empower young people to share that knowledge and act as leaders in their community, and to teach seniors. So AARP has been extremely supportive, but we've also gotten the support of telecommunication companies. We were just at the FOSI conference this week doing a panel discussion. We're doing some screenings for Google and AT&T. So we've been really, really fortunate because all of them see the huge need to address this divide that exists.
Well, it's good for business, too, to expand its usage into the senior population. So there's, everybody wins. The seniors are opened up to a whole new world. I mean, I can't imagine not being able to do research on the Internet.
Yes.
Because before we went on the air, I took my phone out and looked up trying to find some statistics on how many seniors actually are using the Internet.
Yeah.
To me, that is the most exciting thing in the world. And I think just introducing people to this, I grew up with computers. I've been a computer programmer and a person all my life. So it's nothing new to me. But to people who aren't used to it, I'm sure it could be very intimidating.
Yeah, I think one of the things that we found is that the seniors, there was always a hook. You know, there was this point in which they suddenly became interested. And what we found is when they found the relevancy for themselves. And most of that was when they figured out that they could see their grandchildren and communicate with their grandchildren and become a part of their lives again. But that's really, I think, the key is that, if somebody doesn't get anything personally out of it, so these individuals weren't needing it for work. So I think that that's one of the reasons why they're the last to adapt to it. And a lot
They don't have to.
A lot of them saw it as a crutch. One of our younger seniors, she's very, very active in the community. She golfs. She goes out on lunch dates. And she said to us, the only reason I would use this is because suddenly I'm not getting my party invites anymore because they're being sent through the Internet. So that was a reason for her.
That's a great motivator. That's very true. It really is amazing how the way we communicate has changed because of technology.
Yep.
Some parts of that I'm not so sure that I'm terribly fond of, but I think other things, opening up the scope of the world to people is just a wonderful thing. So now let's go back over people who are interested in this, who are listening to this film, who may have seniors who would say, oh my goodness, I'd love to get my parents or my grandparents this film for them. Mm-hmm. So you're saying it will be available. Can you buy it on where? I mean, online?
Yep. Well, in the new year, you'll be able to buy it on our website, which is www.cyberseniorsdocumentary.com. The educational version, as I said, is available now. We've also got some great t-shirts that every parent should look at, because they're really, really fun t-shirts that show the discrepancy between the knowledge of young kids that are seven and, you know, grandparents. It will also be available probably on all the major digital platforms, Netflix, iTunes, and Amazon.
Okay, now give us the website again, please.
CyberSeniorsDocumentary.com.
CyberSeniorsDocumentary.com.
Yeah. The other thing I wanted to mention is that we've got all kinds of free resources available on our website. So anybody that's interested in starting a Cyber Seniors program in their community or teaching their grandparents how to get online, they can download the handbooks. If there's a senior that's interested in self-teaching and just, you know, learning how to get online, somebody can download the handbook for them and they can take a shot at it as well. So there's lots of resources there that we encourage people to download. They're free of charge.
Okay. So what about your own parents, Brenda?
My parents, and the film had a bit of a personal story run through it, and I don't want to give up it up for anybody that hasn't seen it, but my parents were instrumental and inspirational in this film.
Great.
Because they both were computer users, and it really, really changed the relationship that they had with my children for the better.
They were computer users or were not?
They were. At age 80,
they started using
the internet, and it was really when they got on Facebook that my kids started saying, "Well, we're not sure how we feel about this, but it's actually quite funny." Grandma's commenting on this picture that I took at a party. And it just changed the relationship.
A little bit funny, a little bit strange, maybe. Let's just take a brief pause here on that happy note to let our listeners know they're tuned into Of Consuming Interest. I'm Shirley Rooker. My guests are Brenda Rusnak and Saffron Cassaday. Mother-daughter, Brenda's the mom. She's the producer of a film called Cyber Seniors, and Saffron is the director of the film. And they're touring the country, helping seniors to get oriented to using all the wonderful things that the internet has to offer. Saffron, going back to you, is this your job? I mean, are you going to go on to do something else? Are you really interested in continue working with seniors? I don't mean to get too personal, but I just think it's a wonderful story of what you've done so far.
This is my first documentary film. I was working as an actress and a film editor.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the first time I've actually directed and edited a feature-length film. And it is a topic that we are very passionate about. So it's been about 3 years now of working on this project. But in the future, we do plan on making and documentary film again on a separate topic,
a social issue
that we feel strongly about.
Yeah. Well, you certainly are laying the groundwork here. So again, the website is CyberSeniorsDocumentary.com. So people can get information. They can, and you'll have up there, of course, when they can buy the film. It's not available for sale right now, I gather.
No, only the educational version is.
Okay.
So the home version is not. But yeah, if they go to our website and they sign up for our newsletter, then they will be notified when it's available.
Great. Great. And that's also true if someone's a director of a senior center listening to this and they would like to get the film into their center, their community, their senior community, they can do that.
Absolutely. We answer all of the emails that come in. We get a lot of emails from organizations that want additional information, want to just, you know, hop on the phone with us and discuss some of the logistics of setting a program up like this in their home, and we're happy to speak to them.
Okay. So where do you see this going? Beyond this, you're getting national expansion of it. You're getting it into centers and so on. What do you plan on doing, Brenda? Saffron has already got her eyes set on making a documentary. Are you going to be another producer?
Well, I will produce the next documentary film for sure. However, I really do. I worked with an older adult population my entire life. So it's something that that's very, very near and dear to my heart. I love the campaign side of it. You know, we hope that the film and the campaign gets seen by all high school students. I think it's a very, very important film for young people to see. And I hope that the film will serve as a discussion platform. It raises awareness. It gets people inspired. It provides a great platform for organizations and corporations to then make a call to action or to, you know, deliver educational material. So I think it's got a long shelf life. I think that, you know, it's a timely film, but, you know, I don't think that the need is going to wane anytime soon.
Well, I would think, too, one of the things it does is you're talking about opening up communications with someone who's not here, with a grandparent, seeing their grandchildren for the first time on Skype. But it also seems to me that it would open up for your local kids or grandchildren. They're going to have a lot more to talk to grandma and grandpa about because of a common connection to social media.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I love the one talking about grandma commenting on pictures on Facebook. I love it.
Yeah, I think that it makes it real. It makes the relationship real when you have something in common to talk about.
Yeah, and a lot of the kids in our film started out doing this work for community service hours. They need a certain amount of community service hours in order to graduate high school, and this for them was a really fun way to do it. And like Brenda said, it's kind of empowering that, you know, they have this knowledge. They want to be able to share it, and it makes them feel good to be kind of in this leadership role in their communities. And, you know, it's a population that they don't get to hang out with very often. A lot of them, you know, they know their own grandparents, but other people over that age, they don't really have a relationship with. And so through this program, they really found out that they have a bit more in common with people of different ages than they maybe originally thought. We really saw some kind of friendships develop. It was kind of interesting to see, you know, they looked forward to their visits with these older people. They liked hearing their stories, and they were learning a lot themselves.
I especially like the idea of a senior who has mobility issues, because they can be socially isolated, as you'd mentioned earlier. And it seems to me that this is a wonderful way of connecting you with the world without your having to be out there necessarily. And I would think that that would be extremely useful to children of parents who have mobility issues.
Yeah, well, we had one 90-year-old in our film who learned how to do online banking. And for him, that was just incredible because, you know, he did have to go to the bank a couple times a month. And we live in Toronto, and winters can be really brutal to get around.
No kidding.
Having access to this, yeah, it made his life a lot easier. And he was kind of like, I can't believe I haven't been doing this for the past 5 years.
Oh, sure. Well, I think too, that people have to learn that you can do this in a safe environment. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not that you have to particularly worry about it. I mean, that's why we do so much online banking.
Yeah. Yeah, we found that a lot of the seniors who came into the program, they already had fears about online security. They had heard kind of horror stories about identity theft and online scams. So a lot of them had their backup because of stories like that. Mm-hmm. And we had to kind of, you know, teach them there are ways to protect yourself online.
Of course.
And the teenagers were really good at that, kind of, you know, letting them, teaching them how to recognize this is a weird email, this is a weird website, this is what a scam kind of looks like.
Well, my organization, Call for Action, that's what we deal with, are so many scams. And, and a lot of them do target seniors. And so many of them come from other countries, and people aren't aware that kind of thing exists. So I'm glad that you're talking about that to them, because that is a very important part of learning to safely use the social media, using the internet. I just got something recently. It was a warning about using social media sites for investment advice. I mean, no, you don't know who's posting what on the internet. So we only have about another minute. Any last thoughts from either of you?
Well, I think, again, I speak from my mother's position, and I think that this is an opportunity for young kids to get involved. But I also know, because I'm a mother of actually 5 children, not just the 3 girls. I also have 2 boys, that parents are really instrumental in encouraging their kids to get involved in meaningful community activities, parents and teachers. I don't think there's very many, you know, teenagers that wake up one day and say, gee, I think I'm going to go spend some volunteer time at a retirement community. So, you know, I encourage parents and teachers to let kids know about this program and send them to our website and encourage them to get involved in teaching seniors how to use the internet.
All right. The website again is cyberseniorsdocumentary.com. And the film will be available for sale online. And your website has a host of other information as well, I take it.
Yep.
And you would encourage community organizations to contact you all.
Yes. Yep.
Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Please.
Do you have a phone number you want to give out, or you just prefer the internet?
We do have a phone number, but I don't remember. It's on our website.
This is what happens when you depend on technology.
Yeah. Who remembers phone numbers anymore,
right?
Thank
you so much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Of Consuming Interest right here on WFED Radio 1500 AM. My guests have been Brenda Rusnak and Saffron Cassidy, documentary film producers, Cyber Seniors. I'm Shirley Rooker. Thank you for joining us.
Of Consuming Interest is a public service program presented by WUSA 9 Call for Action, hosted by Shirley Rooker. Call for Action is an international nonprofit network of hotlines which offer free and confidential assistance. If you have a complaint, contact Call for Action at 301-652-HELP. That's 301-652-HELP.